I am shocked. Absolutely 100% shocked that this happened at this point in the calendar. This is Preds Insiders, Ryan Porth. I was expected to be joined by Robbie Stanley of NHL.com tonight, but he has other duties to tend to, as Peter Laviolette has been fired by the Nashville Predators midway through this regular season. Last night, a shootout loss in Anaheim, the 41st game of the regular season, and the Preds are out of a playoff spot, and they have decided to part ways with not only Peter Laviolette, but associate coach Kevin McCarthy as well. Joining me from his home studio is the one and only Chase McCabe. Chase, this is pretty stunning. Not to say that this wasn't a move that had to at least be considered at some point, but I am stunned that we are sitting here on January 6th talking about David Poile making a coaching change midseason.
On a scale of one to holy moly, I am at a holy moly. Because I just didn't think David Poile would do it in season. I thought that he would take every avenue possible to make sure Peter Laviolette kept his job. And if they miss the playoffs, then maybe they address it in the offseason. But I'm shocked that he did it now. I mean, look, they just went on the road and got three of a possible 4 points. But you can watch the games. As I said on the midday show today, Ryan, you watched last night, and I said, I'm tired of, oh, well, at least they got a point considering how they played in the first period.
They were playing the Ducks.
That's the problem. They can't play like that in the first period against a team like the Ducks. The Ducks are terrible, and they should have won both of those games handedly, and they didn't do it. So,
have been way too many games really dating back to the holidays last season, in which we sit back and say, well, what team is this that we're watching? You know, like there would be losses at home, losses on the road where you're thinking, what in the world are we watching? This looks nothing like the Nashville Predators that we all know. And the team that ended up going to the Stanley Cup final in 2017, really ever since game seven against, well, I'll say ever since it was a 13-3 record at the start of last season, this team has looked like a shell of itself. And the consistency issues have been maddening to watch and follow on a night-to-night basis.
That's the big problem. You just said the word, consistency. This has been the most inconsistent team that I believe I have seen in a long time. And you know, they've had their ups and downs over the years. And I can remember back when they made the run to the Stanley Cup final. I mean, that team had some streaks of inconsistency. But it just feels like they're at a point now where the only way to fix this with a very, very talented team, and let me emphasize this, what I'm about to say, this is not all on Peter Laviolette. For those of you listening out there, watch the games. It is on David Poile. It is on Peter Laviolette. It is on the coaching staff, and it's on every player in that locker room. This falls on everybody. However, we all know how this works, that somebody's got to take the blame. You can't fire every player, and David Poile has done so much for this organization. I don't think he deserves to lose his job either. He's got to find somebody to take the blame, and unfortunately, it's going to be Peter Laviolette and Kevin McCarthy, as both of them are out. But I hope every player is sitting at their house right now, learning and having learned this news and doing a self-evaluation of realizing, you know what, we got to turn this around. We got to get our you-know-what together, because a guy that has done a lot for this organization, he's the second head coach in the history of this team. They've only had two. He just lost his job. I mean, I hope it's a wake-up call for this team.
So the Nashville Predators do not have a head coach currently, or they have not announced who will be the head coach moving forward. They do have a press conference. David Poile will meet with the media at 11:45 a.m. tomorrow. So we should learn more at that point. You never know from people like Pierre LeBrun or Darren Dreger or Bob McKenzie. We may learn before tomorrow at 11:45 who either the interim or the new head coach of the Nashville Predators will be.
Can I tell you what I think?
Go for it.
Can I go ahead and obviously I'm jumping at the bit on this. It needs to be Peter DeBoer.
That's 100% agree.
He's out there. I think they're in the same situation they were when they let go of Barry Trotz, and that the best available head coach was Peter Laviolette, and it turned out at the time to be the right move. Peter DeBoer is that guy, in my opinion, and he's got experience. He had the San Jose Sharks in the Western Conference Final last year.
Yeah, it took him to the Stanley Cup Final. He also took the New Jersey Devils to the Stanley Cup Final back in 2012, I want to say, against the LA Kings. So he's taken two different organizations to the Stanley Cup Final, which is something that Peter Laviolette could say before he was hired by the Preds.
Right. And I think, too, if it was going to be Carl Taylor, who is the head coach of the Milwaukee Admirals, which a lot of times you'll see the interim being named as the AHL coach, and some of you out on Twitter have thrown his name out there. I don't think it's a bad move necessarily, but I feel like if they were going to do that, that would have been in the press release and it would have been announced already.
Well, this organization, Chase, is in win now mode. I don't think you dip down to the AHL, not to discredit Carl Taylor.
Now, do I bring him up as an assistant coach? Absolutely. I'm totally fine with that.
Possibly, but I don't think you promote your AHL coach if you want to go win a Stanley Cup, someone who doesn't have a lot of coaching experience at the NHL level.
Yeah, well, that's why I would consider putting somebody like Scott Nickel on the bench in Milwaukee, even though he's also the GM. Put him on the bench in Milwaukee, bring Taylor up to be an assistant, and then see what you got. I mean, see exactly what he is. That to me could be a possible way they go. But I hope it's Peter DeBoer. That's my vote. I think he's the best available candidate out there, and he's proven. And it's a different voice. That's exactly what this team needs. As I was saying earlier, I hope it's a wake-up call, but if you have a different voice come in there that's not in the organization, I feel like that's what they need. And I'll be the first to say it because we're all going to say it. If you don't believe me, go back and look at the St. Louis Blues last year.
Well, the St. Louis Blues were the seventh team all-time in the National Hockey League to fire its coach mid-season and end up winning a Stanley Cup that same season.
Right.
Craig Berube taking over for Mike Yeo, which it better not be Mike Yeo. I will lose my mind if the Predators hire Mike Yeo to be their head coach. Mike Yeo was awful in St. Louis, and I just really hope he's not on the Preds radar to replace Peter Laviolette. The other thing, Chase, that you mentioned of it's not all Peter Laviolette's fault, and I completely agree with that. You didn't really have any other options. If you are being completely honest about this, you have some untradeable contracts on your roster. You have other core pieces that you simply do not want to trade.
Right.
So you're not really able to shake up the roster all that much. You've shaken up the roster a ton in the last 3, 4, 5 years. This roster, I think, still needs to be tweaked a little bit. I don't know how much you can really do mid-season with that, but it was clear, not only the Winter Classic, but this regular season since Halloween night, that this team needed some sort of spark. Whether this move gives them a spark, I guess we're going to start finding out tomorrow night against Boston.
Yeah, and you know, it's going to be interesting to see who's on the bench to start that. I mean, this is weird. We've never gone through this in season before, which is hard to say, you know, hard to believe as long as the Predators have now been around. But yeah, they need a spark. They need to figure something out. I'm curious to see what the demeanor is going to be, you know, at morning skate tomorrow, because obviously everyone, the media is going to be there. They're going to be asked about it. The players are. So, and I know this is tough. I mean, it's very, very hard to go through a coaching change like this, but you got to do something. And now it's on the players. Now it falls on everybody else in that locker room.
100%. Coming up next, we are going to be joined by Elliot Friedman of Sportsnet. We will get his expertise on this move by the Nashville Predators. If you're just getting in your car, yes, it is true. The Nashville Predators have fired Peter Laviolette and Kevin McCarthy. They do not yet have a coach in place, or they have not announced one, David Poile, to meet with the media tomorrow at 11:45 a.m. at Bridgestone Arena. More to come, including Elliot Friedman on this breaking news edition of Preds Insiders. I'm Ryan Porth alongside Chase McCabe on ESPN 102.5 The Game. Welcome back in, Preds Insiders. Ryan Porth alongside Chase McCabe, live from the Wholesale Inc. studios, powered by RumbleOn.com. If you're just getting in your car, the Nashville Predators have parted ways with Peter Laviolette and Kevin McCarthy. No head coach has been named for now. We will see if anything leaks before David Poyle's 11:45 a.m. press conference tomorrow. Joining us now here on Preds Insiders, Ryan Porth alongside Chase McCabe, is Elliot Friedman of Sportsnet. Elliot, thank you so much on short notice for joining us tonight.
My pleasure, guys. These are wild days, and you're always expected to be on call. I won't even charge you guys for this one, okay, Ron? this is a preview. Okay?
That sounds good. So how shocked were you that the Preds did this now?
I was surprised. I mean, I've had a chance to watch them a lot. Obviously, on last week on Wednesday, they were the only game in town, so we watched them. And I couldn't watch Saturday's game against the Kings, but I watched all of last night's against the Ducks. And, you know, the two games I watched this week, they were concerning games. You know, the one with Dallas, you got up early. When they pushed back, you guys just didn't have an answer. And, you know, I've been around long enough over the years, teams tell me when you don't have pushback, that's trouble, especially in big games. And that was like a big game, though. The outdoor game, the focus was on you. The Corey Perry hit on Ellis. There was, you know, the emotion was stirred up. And, you know, last night, Anaheim's a team that's really struggling, and you had chances to put them out of that game. And then you fought your way back into it and couldn't take it. It just didn't look right. And early in the year, I wasn't too worried about it because you guys had games in hand. But you just reach a point where you say, okay, like, you know, we can't have this go this way anymore. And, you know, I think you always wonder. Last week, David Poyle says, I'm not contemplating a coaching change at this time. Whenever you have the words at this time at the end, yeah, you're sitting there and you're going, okay, what does that mean? I didn't think it would be this quick. I have to say, that says to me that, you know, whatever he was looking to do with the roster, he couldn't do, and you have to make a change, and this is the easier change.
Well, you bring up the roster, Elliot, and one thing that we mentioned last segment was there really isn't much you can do in terms of shaking up this roster, especially with some of the bad contracts that it appears the Predators now have on the books. Do you think that is a big reason why this move was made?
Probably. I mean, the thing is, look, you're not trading Yossi, you're not trading Ellis, you're not trading Ekholm. I don't think you're trading Johansson. You're not trading Forsberg. I don't think you're trading Duchesne. Like, at that point in time, like, who are you trading where you can make a difference? And, you know, I said last week on your show, I mean, everybody knows they've had Turris out there. They've had Craig Smith out there. I don't know for sure, but I suspect they've had Granlund out there. You know, the one guy you have on your roster that I think would be really intriguing for a lot of teams, but I'm not convinced you want to do it, is Nick Bonino. But you're not making that trade while you're still thinking we're in it to win it. Like, you know, when David Poyle says we might be a seller, that's when you think about making that trade. But you're making a coaching change because you're still in it to win it, and you're not trading Nick Bonino when you're in that mode.
Elliot Friedman of Sportsnet is here with us on Preds Insider. Okay, so let's get into some potential names. The one that pops out to me that's at the top of my list is Peter DeBoer. He's out there. We've talked to you before, Elliot, that, you know, for the right fit, he would take a job midseason. What do you think? Is he the right fit for the Predators, or do you have another name?
I think he's a great coach. Now, I have, like when this happens, you start sending out like a spray of text messages and phone calls. And like I probably have about 50 of them out there, and I'm sure there's like one guy I've texted six times. But the one response I got is, to this point, no contact between DeBoer and the Predators. Now, that doesn't mean, now, there's two things that could happen at this point in time. Number one, it could simply mean they haven't done it. And number two, somebody could be fibbing to me because guys don't want to say something that they can't say. But at this point in time, it doesn't look like there's been any contact. Again, that doesn't mean it can't change. So that's number one. I do think that DeBoer would be a great choice. I think he's a great head coach, and I think he'd be really good for your guys. The other one that jumps into my head, and we've talked about this before too, is John Hines. There's a connection there with Jeff Kelty, the assistant general manager. There's also a USA Hockey connection there with David Poile. And, you know, plus also he worked in Jersey. David Poile and Ratio are tight. Shiro would give him probably a good recommendation. He's another name I'm coming in. I'm sure I'm missing people. I mean, there have been five. This is the sixth coaching change already of the year. But those were the two that jumped right up at me. You know, I don't think it's always the reason that David Poile does things, but he believes strongly in U.S. hockey. And you always have to look for those connections because of it.
Yeah, I completely agree with that. And here's another connection to that, because a lot of people on Twitter immediately go to Phil Housley, who spent a long time here as an assistant coach, was fired in Buffalo, now with the Arizona Coyotes. And I know it doesn't always happen where you have a current assistant that moves up, but is he an option?
You know, he could be. I did check that. I haven't heard of any requests to speak to Housley. You know, the one thing I will say is this, is it's very rare, almost never happens, for teams for that to allow that in midseason. You know, it doesn't happen. Well, I shouldn't say it can happen, but it's very rare to happen. You know, Arizona, I checked with them early in the year to ask how Housley was doing, and they were very happy because their power play was going well. I haven't checked it recently, so I don't know where it is. But, you know, if that's a team that's in it to make the playoffs, they're in second place in their division. If Housley's doing a good job with their power play, it seems to me to be extremely unlikely that they let him go during the year. But stranger things have happened, no question.
Elliot Friedman here with us from Sportsnet on Preds Insiders, ESPN 102.5 The Game. Elliot, final thing for you. Would you categorize this as a desperate move by the Preds?
Well, I think so. I think it shows that, you know, here you are, you're halfway through your year, and I didn't think you guys expected to be in this position where you're – I mean, we all know it's tough to make the playoffs, but I think we all expected, and your organization expected, to be looking at down at the bar as opposed to up at the bar. So I think it is a bit of desperation. Plus, also, you're dealing with a general manager who doesn't do this, right? So for him to do it, I think it shows you what a serious thing this is. You know, somebody else just texted me, by the way, and another name they kind of mentioned was, and I don't know if David Poile has any connections there, is Mike Vellucci in Scranton, Wilkes-Barre. You know, he's a guy, I think, who can go during the year. They must be down in Nashville because they're listening online because they sent me that note. But, you know, getting back to your question is, I would say this, that it is a desperate move because it's a move that David Poile wouldn't normally do.
Elliot Friedman on short notice. Thank you so much for joining us on Preds Insiders. And we will see what happens here in the next few hours and tomorrow morning when David Poile meets the media.
I'll tell you this, the whole to-be-announced thing for the head coach, that has the hockey world buzzing tonight. There's, like, some big games up in Canada tonight, Montreal, Winnipeg, and Toronto, Edmonton, and everybody's loving this, like, TVA thing, all the guesses going around. It's certainly created some buzz. There's no question about that.
That is for sure. Thank you so much, Elliot.
Take care, guys.
Elliot Friedman of Sportsnet. Chase, what did you make of what Elliot had to say there?
Well, you can tell that he's one of the most connected people in NHL media, and he's shocked. And he's you know, this is all new, and he's trying to figure it out and text his sources to figure out who it's going to be. I think what he just said there at the end of the TBA being listed as the head coach for the Nashville Predators, I mean, it's rocking the hockey world right now, because as we started the show with, most of the times when this happens and the team makes it official and sends the announcement out, they have who the interim is. They don't have it right now, which tells me that David Poile is on the phone working behind the scenes talking to people. That's why, I mean, I'm not saying it's not going to be Carl Taylor as an interim coming up, but I feel like it's another name, whether it's DeBoer or John Hines is an interesting one or somebody else that we haven't mentioned.
Coming up next, 615-737-1025, if you want to call in and offer your thoughts on Peter Laviolette being fired by the Nashville Predators this evening just under an hour ago. If you want to call in and weigh in, we'll take a segment of your calls before we get to Robbie Stanley of NHL.com. But, Chase, there were two recent instances that had me doubting that Peter Laviolette was going to last at least beyond this season or even much longer. I will get to that next. This is Preds Insiders live from the Wholesale Inc. Mount Juliet Game Studios, powered by RumbleOn.com. You're listening to ESPN 102.5 The Game. Max Herz behind the glass with, I guess you could say, an appropriate song. Not that we're exactly celebrating the news that came down just about an hour ago. Peter Laviolette fired by the Nashville Predators along with Kevin McCarthy. They have not publicly named a head coach. We should get more answers on that tomorrow at 11:45 when David Poile meets with the media. You'll be able to hear that press conference live right here on ESPN 102.5 The Game. Tonight's edition of Preds Insiders, I am joined by Chase McCabe from his own home studio. I was expected to be joined by Robbie Stanley, but he has NHL.com duties with the breaking news. And Chase, I wanted to throw something by you in terms of a couple recent thoughts I had about Peter Laviolette and kind of where this thing was going before the news came out last hour about Peter Laviolette being fired.
Okay.
So, item number one was Peter Laviolette took a timeout in the third period of the Winter Classic, early in the third period. You could feel the momentum slipping away. The lead had slipped away. They were up 2-0. The game was tied 2-2. Tyler Seguin had a breakaway, hit the post, and then they had another handful of chances after the Stars had tied that game. The Stars did. And there was almost zero response from the team after that timeout. And we all know Peter Laviolette over the years, specifically in Philadelphia, has always picked the right moment to take a timeout, and his teams would notoriously respond, right?
Right.
And this Preds team had very little response to that. Ryan Johansson took a penalty, a hooking penalty. We can debate whether or not it was a legitimate hooking penalty, but he took a hooking penalty not 45 seconds after that timeout was taken. The Stars score again, and then they make it 4-2 shortly thereafter. And standing up there in the press box during that game, it was pretty alarming to me that there was very little pushback after that timeout.
Yeah, look, and that's one example of a few this season. And I hesitate to say, did Peter Laviolette lose the locker room? I don't think we know that answer completely. We may learn that answer here in the coming days. But you're right, Ryan. I mean, the response wasn't where it should be. And I think that has been the issue and ultimately why David Poile, and we're going to hear from him tomorrow at 11:45. We hope to have him, you know, do his weekly with us on the midday show and Darren Donick and Chase. And by the way, thanks again to Elliot Friedman, who joins us every Thursday at 1.
Yes.
But I just think that David Poile looked at this and said, I have a very talented locker room that I don't want to blow up. I know he said he doesn't know if he's a buyer or a seller, but let's be honest, I don't think he wants to blow it up. He's not ready to give up. David Poile's also, you know, he's closer to the end of his career than the beginning. So he wants that Stanley Cup, and he wants to do it with this group that he's assembled. And as he looks at it, and he sees those things that you saw at the Winter Classic and other games where the team is not responding, I think he has to sit there to himself and say, you know what, this isn't working. And Peter's been good to us, and McCarthy's been good to us, but a change needs to happen. There needs to be a different voice. And as I said earlier, you can't fire all the players. I mean, it's always the head coach. And so in a last maybe not a last-ditch effort, but in an effort mid-season, why they are very close. They got 3 out of 4 points in their last two games. They're still close in the standings. He just felt it was time to make a change. And, again, I think we find out more here in the next few days. Talking to the players, we'll see how much they want to say. But I do think that there's something to changing the message in the locker room. And David Poyle ultimately decided this is what he had to do.
They did get 3 or 4 points over the weekend. But big picture, they lost 4 of 5 after winning 4 of 5. And after they won 4 of 5, we thought this thing was back on track or at least getting there.
Right.
And it was very evident in those two Pittsburgh games that it was not on track. And then they followed it up in Dallas. You know, they had the 2-0 lead. I get the circumstances of losing Ryan Ellison, having to play with 5 defensemen for 57 minutes is a tall task. But that the reaction, or I guess I could say the response on the ice to the timeout that Peter Laviolette took at that point in the game, I thought was concerning to me. Here's something else, Chase. I guess instance number two, and it's a handful of them. If you think of their last 6 losses, this Preds team has not been able to stop the bleeding when the bleeding has started. Last night in Anaheim, they gave up 3 goals in less than 5 minutes. New Year's Day in Dallas at the Winter Classic, they gave up 3 goals in less than 6 minutes. And really, they gave up 4 goals in a span of about 8 minutes of game time, if you include the late second period goal by Blake Como in that game. December 28th at Pittsburgh, they surrendered 3 goals in less than 9 minutes. The home game against Pittsburgh, December 27th, 2 goals in 34 seconds. December 19th at Ottawa, a second period in which Ryan Ellis said to the media after the game that they relaxed. They allowed 2 goals in 50 seconds. And then you have the Dallas game at home on December 14th, 4 goals in less than 12 minutes. And those are all instances where 1 goal turned into 2 and sometimes turned into 3 or more. And that was a theme at times under Peter Laviolette behind the Preds bench, but there were way too many of those cases of late.
Yeah, I agree. And that's what ultimately led to this. I think that he wasn't getting through to them anymore. Whatever the system was, if you tweaked that, you know, we know that he has had a history of being an intense coach, not abusive by any means, but he's a fiery guy. And how many times, Ryan, have we talked about, well, you go look at his previous stops, Carolina, what was it, 4 years, 5 years, almost around that, Philadelphia, the same thing. He had been here the longest of any stop in his career. And the knock on him was that the message just kind of wore out after 4 or 5 years. And I feel like that maybe you were starting to see that, and I've used the analogy before of you drive by a billboard that's up and you drive by it 100 times. At what point do you stop noticing? And it doesn't mean the message is necessarily wrong. You just don't hear it or see it anymore.
Mm-hmm.
And that I think is what you were seeing from the team. They're not responding. And I hope now, I mean, what other message do you have to send if you're management, if you're David Poyle? I mean, you just fired the head coach. I don't know what else you have to do to get this team to wake up. And I know it's not fun to hear, you know, guys like Elliot Friedman come on our station and say, well, we know Kyle Turris is out there on the trade block. We know Craig Smith, his name has been floated out there. You know, he kind of gave the idea of, okay, do you trade Nick Bonino? Nobody wants to hear their name of possibly being traded.
Mm-hmm.
But guess what? When things aren't working, you make changes. David Poyle said to Darren McFarlane and myself last week, standing ringside at the Winter Classic, if the people don't change, you change the people. You think that was a message? I do.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's just where they're at. And I did put some blame on David Poyle because everybody deserves a little bit to get this thing turned around. But good on him for doing a very tough, tough thing and making this move. It's just like, you know, we've been talking all day about Mike Vrabel and the Titans winning a playoff game. He made a tough decision this year. He benched the quarterback that they were paying $20-plus million to and went to the backup. It's not easy to make those moves. But David Poyle did it, and he's trying to get the best out of his team now.
This is Preds Insiders live here on ESPN 102.5 The Game. Ryan Porth and Chase McCabe here reacting to the news that came down a little over an hour ago. Peter Laviolette and Kevin McCarthy relieved of their duties. And they have a game tomorrow night at home against the Boston Bruins, and none of us really know who the coach is. None of us, seriously, do not know who
the...
We have no idea who the coach will be. David Poile, again, will speak with the media tomorrow at 11:45. You won't want to miss it. You'll be able to hear that live here on ESPN 102.5 The Game. Coming up next to join in on the reaction will be Robbie Stanley of NHL.com and the Locked On Predators podcast. He will join us coming up next to continue the conversation and the reaction to Peter Laviolette being relieved of his duties by the Nashville Predators. He's Chase McCabe. I'm Ryan Porth. You're listening to Preds Insiders, ESPN 102.5 The Game.
Well, we're looking to change things up a little bit because we can't let or want the players to be just take everything for granted. Not that they necessarily are, but you know, if the people aren't going to change, not to be smart here, but you got to change the people every once in a while. The only levers that we have as managers or coaches is the ice time or the them playing in the games.
Welcome back in. That was David Poile last Tuesday, ringside at the Winter Classic. The quote that Chase McCabe was referencing last segment, Ryan Porth alongside Chase McCabe. Preds Insiders brought to you every Monday and Wednesday by Cool Springs Laser Dentistry for all your dental needs. Visit KellyERice.com. By Nashville's number one Ford dealer, Wyatt Johnson Ford, Geno's East on 3rd Avenue and Korean Veterans Boulevard downtown, and Carrie's Eye Remax Elite. Chase, what'd you make that that Poile quote right there and what you had referenced before the break?
Yeah, David Poile usually joins us every week at 11:15. Obviously going to be a little bit of a change tomorrow with the press conference at 11:45. But I perked up when I heard him say it because you and I have been around David Poile long enough now that I think we can read him pretty well when in situations like this. We know when he's sending a message. I took that as a message. Now, I didn't necessarily know who that message was to at the time. I kind of felt it was more towards the roster, and maybe it was. But I think you could insert everyone in that. And, you know, as Elliot Friedman referenced, he said, I'm not contemplating making a coaching change right now. The right now, or at this time. At this time, that, you know, he had the right to change his mind. And I think even though you watch the games over the last couple nights, they got 3 out of a possible 4 points. There were still some things that were off. The first period last night was abysmal. If UC Saros wasn't on his game, it would have been 4-1 at that point. And the goal that they scored there at the end to stop the bleeding, I mean, that was a lucky break. I mean, you'll take it, but it was still a lucky break. So I think he looks at the big picture. You can't just look at the stats. You can't just look at one game. You got to look at the big picture. And I think he was right in saying that, you know, if the people don't change, you got to change the people, whether that's the roster, the coach, it doesn't matter. And I think that was the message he was sending last week.
Let's go to Robbie Stanley of NHL.com and the Locked On Predators podcast. Joining us now here on Preds Insiders, ESPN 102.5 The Game. Robbie, scale of 1 to 10, how shocked are you at the timing of this move?
About a 9. I kind of figured at some point if things continued the way that they were going that the Predators would have no choice but to make this move, but I did not think we'd be sitting here tonight talking about a move being made this quickly. You know, David Poile traditionally has been a guy that's been very patient with what he does. So to be sitting here and talking about Peter Laviolette being fired 41 games into the season, I think it just kind of shows where David Poile's mindset is. He thinks this team is way too good to be in the position that they're in right now in the standings, and he felt like he had to do something about it in order to try to salvage what's left of this season and to make a push towards the playoffs in the second half.
Do you think a coaching change was or will be a kick in the pants that this team needs?
Well, it better be. If it's not a kick in the pants, I think you need to start to evaluate what kind of players that you have in the room, what kind of people and what kind of leaders you have in the room, because this should be a true wake-up call for everyone. You know, the Predators have kind of talked about having some wake-up calls so far this year in terms of the results of games, but this one I think really grabs the attention of everybody. And look, you know, we've talked about before just kind of the last couple weeks on Twitter and on different forums about how the system the Predators run, it just doesn't look like it's maximizing the talent on their roster, and now the Predators have made a move to address that. So, you know, obviously without knowing who they're going to bring in to be a coach and coach the team, not only the rest of this season, but kind of their long-term plan moving forward, it's difficult to comment on what kind of a move it's going to have immediately in terms of the on-ice product. But if this doesn't kind of give the team internally a kick in the pants, then I would start to question what kind of players and what kind of leadership you have in the room.
So Adam Finkin has come out saying that his understanding is that Milwaukee Admirals coach Carl Taylor is not expected to replace Peter Laviolette. We also heard from Elliot Friedman. Adam Finkin also tweeted it out earlier this evening, about an hour ago, that there has been no contact between Peter DeBoer and the Nashville Predators at this time. Who do you think this is that's going to be replacing Laviolette behind the bench for the rest of the year?
Yeah, I think that's a great question. And it's interesting to me that it appears Dan Muse and Dan Lambert are still on the staff, still going to be coaching as a part of this group. So I guess the natural idea would be to maybe gravitate towards one of them. But I think if that were the case, that probably would have been mentioned in the press release that the Predators put out there. So there are a lot of names that could go with that are out there. John Hines, former coach of the New Jersey Devils, has been floating around out there. Obviously, a lot of Predators fans have already tweeted me about Mike Babcock. His name is available. I'm not sure that's a route that they should or are going to go, given everything that came out after his time in Toronto came to a close. But certainly it's going to be interesting to see not only who they go with, but what style of a coach the Predators go with. Do they go for a guy that has NHL experience and has been a coach in the league for a significant amount of time before? Do they take kind of a different route and get somebody younger like we've seen at times throughout the league so far? Colorado did that with Jared Bednar. The Stars did that with Jim Montgomery before they had to fire him for other reasons off the ice. And, you know, the Rangers did that with Quinn. So there are a bunch of different ways that you can go about doing this when you're performing a coaching search. I'm interested to see what David Poile does. My gut tells me he's probably looking for somebody that has pretty significant coaching experience at the NHL level.
Robbie Stanley is with us at NHL.com and the Locked On Predators podcast here on Preds Insider. So I agree with you because, as I said to Ryan, I felt like if it was going to be Carl Taylor, if they were going to go that route, that would have been a part of the press release. They would go ahead and get that out there now. And so I feel like this is a process that they're now going through. Elliot Friedman, you know, said that, according to his sources, Phil Housley has not been contacted, and obviously it's a little difficult because he's an acting assistant coach right now in Arizona, but I know a lot of Preds fans have brought up his name. How long do you think, Robbie, David's going to now wait to start making moves with this roster? Does he give it a few weeks or a month or so to let it marinate under a new head coach, or do you think that this is just the beginning of changes that are coming?
I think he's going to give it a few weeks, and obviously a lot of that depends on how quickly you're able to get a new coach in here and he's able to implement what he wants to do with this roster. But we've talked about, you know, maybe the system has been the biggest issue for this group. If you get into it and you've got a new coach and things still aren't kind of clicking in the next 2, 3, 4 weeks, then I think you're David Poile. You have to start making some moves at that point to be a seller, just because you don't want to let, you know, Mikael Granlund walk out the door for nothing. You don't want to let Craig Smith reach free agency for nothing if you're not convinced that you can re-sign those guys. So I think you're still probably 3 or 4 weeks away from something like that happening and David Poile kind of shifting into that mindset. To be honest with you, before this news came out, I thought he was probably closer to doing that than he was to firing the coach. But now that he's fired the coach, I think you have to kind of let things play out for a little bit, see how the team responds. Because, look, I mean, there's recent history of teams responding very well to this. St. Louis did it just a year ago. The Pittsburgh Penguins have done it on 2 separate occasions where they fired their coach in the middle of the season and then went on to win the Stanley Cup. I'm not saying the Predators are going to go on some magical run right now and make the playoffs and win the Stanley Cup, but there is precedent for this where teams have success after making a head coaching change midway through the season. So I'm very interested to see how this team responds beginning tomorrow against Boston, because I think it's going to say a lot about the group that they have in terms of their leadership and just where their head is.
Robbie, you know, I think at this point I'm not going to beat around the bush. I'm just going to ask the question. Do you think Peter Laviolette lost his locker room?
I think so. I think, you know, it's pretty hard not to lose it when, you know, you've got things going the way they were going for the first half of the season. And look, I mean, this has been pretty much an established track record for Peter Laviolette. He's going to come to a new place. He's going to make them really competitive. You're going to have some very good years. He did it in Carolina. He took them to, obviously, their Stanley Cup championship. He did it in Philadelphia, took them to the Stanley Cup final in 2010. Obviously did it here as well. But, you know, 4 or 5 years is about the length of Peter Laviolette's stay in most of these places. This was the longest tenured spot that he was in here in Nashville. I think this is the middle of his sixth season with the Predators. So, obviously, this was a very long time in by comparison to the rest of the stops in Peter Laviolette's career. But I think when you just take a look at what's been going on, the frustration that I think started to boil over inside that locker room. I remember being inside the locker room after the Winter Classic, and it was like a funeral in there. Everybody was completely silent. People were just kind of staring down at the floor. It looked like it was very similar to when they lost in triple overtime in Chicago a few years back in the playoffs. Just nobody was moving. Nobody was making a sound. So I think when frustration like that and lack of answers start to creep in, I'm not going to say that he totally just lost the respect of everybody in the locker room or anything like that, but I think it's certainly fair to say that they were not responding in the way that you need your players to respond to their head coach.
Yeah, I just think the message was lost. It got stale, and we talked to Brian Boucher from NBC Sports, who played for Peter Laviolette last week at the Winter Classic, and that was one thing he said that said, you know, because I asked him the question of when you've been in one place for so long and you've had a group that's been together for so long, how do you keep everybody keep the message fresh? And he said it's hard, and so obviously we've seen it kind of go stale. Ryan, I know we're running out of time, so I'll turn it back to you.
Yeah, thank you, Chase. Robbie Stanley of NHL.com and the Locked On Predators podcast. Thank you so much for joining us here on short notice, and it'll be interesting to see what all unfolds here in the next, I don't know, 18 hours, 17 hours.
Fun times, fellas.
Yeah.
What a time to be alive. The Preds fired a coach midseason. Robbie Stanley, thank you so much for joining us.
Thanks, boys. Appreciate it.
So, Chase, the list of names that Robbie Stanley was referencing of midseason coaching changes that turned up to be Stanley Cup winners, there have been 7 of them in the NHL in history. Last year, Craig Berube with the St. Louis Blues. 2016, Mike Sullivan, Pittsburgh Penguins. 2012, Daryl Sutter, LA Kings. 2009, Dan Bylsma, Pittsburgh Penguins. 2000, Larry Robinson of the New Jersey Devils. 1971, Al McNeil with the Montreal Canadiens. In 1932, Dick Irvin with the Toronto Maple Leafs. Those were all the coaches that took over midseason and ended up winning a Stanley Cup.
You know what? I look at this group. I don't see why they can't. I really don't. They're talented enough. They just have to figure it out. They have to want to. Now there's going to be a new voice. There's a new head coach. So they have to decide, are they willing to play together and come together as a team and turn this thing around? They have the talent to do it.
Got to say, a couple hours ago, didn't think we would be talking about this on Preds Insiders. This was pretty shocking to come out a little over an hour ago. I would assume after they landed from California, they flew back today from Anaheim where they lost 5-4 last night in a shootout to the Ducks. I assume it would have happened when they landed or maybe even on the team plane. I have no idea.
Right.
Just speculating here, but interesting times for the Nashville Predators for sure.
Yeah, it is, and I'm with you. I, on a scale of 1 to holy moly, I was definitely at a holy moly, and I've talked to some people during this show that feel the same way. But you know what? That's the business. That's how it works sometimes.
Absolutely. Well, Chase McCabe, thank you so much for joining us from your home studio here in the 6 o'clock hour, and I know we will be back on in the 8 o'clock hour with continuous coverage here of the Peter Laviolette firing by the Nashville Predators. Thank you so much, Chase McCabe.
Yeah, thanks, Ryan.
For Chase McCabe, I'm Ryan Porth. Coming up next, I'm sure the guys on Slapshot Radio will be discussing this as well. Peter Laviolette let go by the Nashville Predators along with associate coach Kevin McCarthy. Press conference from David Poile tomorrow, 11:45 a.m. Central Time. You'll be able to hear that on ESPN 102.5 The Game. Slapshot Radio coming up next here on ESPN 102.5 The Game.